NBC Monitor News on the hour. Here's Jim Ruddle.
The attorney for arrested student nonviolent coordinating committee leader H. Rapp Brown charged today that bail of $25,000, which had been set for his client, is outrageous. Lawyer William Kunstler applied to a federal judge for reduction in the amount of bail that had been set by a U.S. commissioner. According to Kunstler, Brown's arrest on charges that he violated the Federal Firearms Act by carrying an automatic weapon across interstate boundaries was unfair because, in Kunstler's words, if he had a gun, it was to protect himself in Louisiana. Brown is still in federal custody. In St. Cloud, Minnesota, farmer David Hoskins has admitted shooting his wife, then burning down the house in which his wife and four children died yesterday. Hoskins was found by neighbors hanging by his arms between two clothesline poles, shot in the chest and abdomen. He told police he had been attacked by six men who burned the house before his eyes. In a signed statement today, Hoskins said the deaths of the children were accidental. More in a moment after this message.
Shop in any large retail store, and at one time or another, the sales lady who waits on you is self-supporting, with her salary as her only source of income. This sales lady knows the product she's selling. She's friendly and well-spoken. And if she's a member of the RCIA, the Retail Clerks International Association, chances are she lives well, enjoys the good things of life. She's able to make ends meet and maintain a good standard of living because, like over 500,000 other RCIA members throughout the United States and Canada, she is assured many valuable things through her union-negotiated contract. Good salary, good working conditions, medical and hospital expenses, paid vacations, and many other fringe benefits, including an employer-paid pension plan when she retires. For more information, check your telephone directory for the local retail clerks union in your community, or write to the Retail Clerks International Association, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, Jim Rudell.
The last miles of a civil rights march in Louisiana were stuffed off today. Here with that story is Charles Quinn, NBC News in Baton Rouge.
Eight Negro civil rights marchers walked in a heavy downpour today near the end of their 105-mile hike from Bogalusa to the Louisiana state capitol at Baton Rouge. They were protected by about 20 city policemen, eight mounted state troopers, and another 40 state policemen on foot. Yesterday, 650 National Guardsmen also protected the Negroes, but today they needed little. There were only a few white spectators along the way, except for those who ducked into the rain to get quick pictures of the march. Most of the whites stayed in their cars. The Negroes plan to go only a few miles today to a school in Baton Rouge, where they plan a rally tonight. The march ends tomorrow afternoon at the steps of the Capitol. Charles Quinn, NBC News, Baton Rouge.
In the Vietnam War, American Marines were airlifted into a densely jungled area about 30 miles from Da Nang, where a North Vietnamese Army division is believed to have its headquarters. Light sniper fire and some machine guns met the American action, but airstrikes quickly silenced the automatic weapons. South Vietnam's general elections are only 2 weeks away, and there is growing fear that the Viet Cong will mount a terror campaign to disrupt the balloting. Washington spokesmen say they expect a wave of assassination attempts against candidates to take place in the next few days. South Vietnam's chief of state, Nguyen Van Thieu, said today there is no need to postpone the elections, as had been suggested by New York Senator Jacob Javits and some South Vietnamese candidates. Thieu said, "We are a very small country. People know who the candidates are." More in a moment.
Wink, the sassy one from Canada Drive.
Sassy one is right. Latest reports from the Wink-mobiles put Wink ahead 5-1 in the National Flavor Poll as the most refreshing new soft drink of the past 2 years, with new Diet Wink a close second. What's the reason? Fresh fruit flavor. None of that imitation stuff for the sassy one. Even Diet Wink is made from real fruit juice. Try Wink today, regular or diet.
An official Red Chinese radio station in Quê Chào province reported today that anti-Maoists there had kidnapped Communist Party officials and fought with army troops earlier this week. The anti-Mao forces also burned a large technical school to the ground. Other news filtering out of Red China tells of fighting in several of the country's 26 provinces. The Soviet Communist Party newspaper Pravda said today that mobs in Peking had attacked the Soviet embassy twice this past week, seriously injuring several Russian diplomats and destroying cars, furniture, and embassy papers. 15 Soviet transport planes have reportedly landed fighter planes and other military supplies in northern Nigeria for use by the federal government. Repeating this hour's top story, H. Rapp Brown remains in federal custody and $25,000 bail on charges of violating the Federal Firearms Act by carrying an automatic rifle on interstate air flights. Jim Ruddle, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when Canada Dry's Wink brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of the metropolitan area next on the conversation station WNBC New York.
The Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. To get the greatest deal, come see the Dodge Boys. Wonderful guys to deal with, wonderful folks to know. Wherever you are, hop in your car, come in and say some dope. See the Dodge Boys, the Dodge Boys. They're so dependable in every way. For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
And now's the time to see the Dodge Boys. You've heard that new cars are going to cost more this fall. Spokesmen for all the major manufacturers have said so. But right now, the Dodge Boys are offering special deals on those great new 67 Dodge cars and trucks. You're smart to have waited this long, but don't wait any longer. Now's the time to buy a Dodge. Go see the Dodge Boys.
For the very best kind of a deal, get your very next automobile from the Dodge Boys today.
It's 84 degrees and mostly cloudy in New York, and this is Fred Collins with metropolitan area headlines. The Coast Guard is looking for four men missing in the Atlantic Ocean about a half mile off Montauk Point, Long Island. They were among five persons involved in a boating mishap in heavy fog this morning. The fifth man, now in shock, was rescued by a cabin cruiser. A Boeing 707 jetliner made a perfect landing at Kennedy Airport this afternoon, despite having lost a wheel on takeoff several hours before at Shannon, Ireland. The TWA plane carried 135 persons. The police department reports that streets in the area of a newly opened department store in Bensonhurst, Brooklyn, are jammed and that both the eastbound and westbound exits of the Belt Parkway at Bay Parkway are closed. Police have set up elaborate patrolman traffic control. Douglas Gray, a spokesman for the People's Committee of Harlem, says about a dozen of its members will go to Washington next Monday. They'll attempt to fill in symbolically the seat in Congress held by the still unseated congressman-elect Adam Clayton Powell. The pollen count reported by the Long Island Jewish Hospital is 2. The temperature, 84 degrees, mostly cloudy. Partly cloudy, warm and humid this afternoon with a chance of showers late this afternoon. Repeating the present temperature, it's 84 degrees. And that's the news and weather to this moment. Next news at 5 o'clock with Neil Boggs. This is Fred Collins.
Just leave your dollar out here's Monitor. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Where 4 minutes from now, actor singer Theodore Bikel comments on the domestic civil rights scene. This is Ed McMahon, also looking ahead to Monitor Sports and to music by Trini Lopez. One of his latest, There's a Kind of Hush All Over the World.
There's a kind of hush all over the world. You can hear the sound of lovers in love. Know what I mean? Just the two of us and nobody else inside. There's nobody else, and I'm feeling good just holding you tight. Oh, listen very carefully, closing out, and you will see what I mean. In a dream, the only sound that you will hear is when I whisper in your ear, I love you. Here I love you, forever and ever.
Sing it, everybody.
La 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 la.
You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Want a change of scene from that same dull routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Citgo. At Citgo, you may even start to feel good about waiting at a gas station. You'll get to know your car a little better. Get to plan a family trip. Get to treat yourself and the kids to a few nicer, more relaxing minutes while we treat your car to the finest products and service on the road. So if you're tired of the usual run-of-the-pump service, Citgo should be music to your ears. Citgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
Theodore Bekel was a Broadway star in The Sound of Music. You've seen him in many films, such as The Russians Are Coming. He's an internationally known singer of folk music and a longtime civil rights worker. Theodore Bekel made news this week with his angry resignation from SNCC, the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Company. A committee, rather. His action came on the heels of a widely publicized SNCC newsletter accusing Israelis of Nazi-like acts in the recent Middle East war. The SNCC attack had a strong anti-Semitic tone. Monitor's Dale Remington asked for details.
Theodore Bekel, you have lived in Israel and feel very close to that nation. Was the SNCC attack on Israel your only reason for quitting?
Well, obviously it was the immediate cause for my severing all ties with SNCC. But over the past months, I have built up a sort of there was a growing feeling of dissatisfaction with SNCC's abandonment of the stance of nonviolence. Nonviolence is form of their platform and indeed form of the title of the organization, and yet they have abandoned it almost completely by now and have advocated violence and advocated it in a most irresponsible manner, as though one could advocate it in a responsible manner. But I suppose there are, as I pointed out to them, if they equate, which was monstrous to my mind, the Nazi Germans with Israelis, and I said the only time violence can ever be justified, faintly, is when you meet by force an open murderer's blade, which is what happened in the Middle East last June. What they are doing, however, to their own movement, not to their own movement, it's our movement, it's a black and white together movement, what they're doing to our movement is quite criminal, I feel, because they're punishing Negroes and they're punishing the responsible portions of the movement. They're punishing Roy Wilkins and Martin Luther King with their own folly.
Well, now, you've been a member of SNCC since 1962. Did you see this coming, the current attacks on Jews in Israel?
No, I didn't. Nobody could. Obviously, there has been some latent anti-Semitism, and anti-Semitism has from time to time cropped up in the slum areas. And it has always been repudiated by the civil rights movement. Always. Bayard Rustin, who God knows is a firebrand of a man, has spoken out as soon as it appeared in the ghetto. It does appear. There are a couple of Jewish slum lords. Incidentally, there are dozens of Negro slumlords, but, you know, you can't point a finger at anybody except at a slumlord. When he's a Jewish slumlord, you point the finger at Jews as a class, thereby accusing men not for what they do, but for what they are.
Under what conditions would you consider rejoining SNCC?
I would not. I cannot. I don't think I can sit down at a table. Once that statement has been made, once somebody has been spitting you in the face, you cannot sit down with them anymore. Make it quite clear that I'm not resigning from the civil rights movement. On the contrary, I will channel my energies as much as I have before, only I will do it on the side of those who speak with a sane and clear voice of the liberation, such as Martin Luther King. I think a great deal of Dr. King, and I will work for him and with him if he will have me.
Mr. Theodore Bickell, I'd like to thank you very much for being with us on Monitor.
Thank you very much.
This is Dale Remington for Monitor.
Here's a Monitor tip for well-groomed men. How to keep zippers working smoothly on sailing jackets exposed to wind and water, on suits recently dry cleaned, on everything from ski parkas to galoshes. Keep a small cake of commercial paraffin wax in your dresser. Just rub the wax lightly once along each side of the open zipper. It will balk no more. More about men's fashions now and the neat, smooth look of today.
At the turn of this century, there began an era of splendor, of magnificence. And it showed in the way men dressed. Striking plaids, bold stripes, exciting new colors. And the look of then is reflected in the look today. The magnificent look, 1967. Be sure to see the underwear that's fashioned for the magnificent look. Life underwear by Jockey Brand. For instance, the Life Blue T-shirt at only $1.50 is smartly tapered for a smooth, form-fitting look. And the Life Bosun shirt, also $1.50, has a higher neckline and extra-long tail that stays tucked in. The Life Brute T-shirt and Life Bosun shirt, both designed for the magnificent look. The look that begins with Life Underwear by Jockey Brand.
It's 17 minutes after the hour, and you're on the Monitor Beacon.
Yes, sir, that's my baby.
It was 40 years ago, and the 20s roared with the Charleston, Clappers, and Bootleg Booze. In bleeding Chicago, Al Capone and Bugs Moran waged a savage gangland war that climaxed in the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now, 20th Century Fox presents the St. Valentine's Day Massacre, starring Jason Robards, co-starring George Segal. The St. Valentine's Day Massacre, suggested for mature audiences.
Hey, have a catch?
Nah.
Take a walk?
Nah.
Cars?
Don't want to do nothing.
Me either.
Summer can be tough on city kids. Give some time to your local organization formed to make summer a happier time for them. Or if you're in the position, give a kid a summer job. Call your information operator and ask for summer youth, or call the State Employment Service. It could be the most important call you'll make this summer. President's Council on Youth Opportunity.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Monitor, recalling the 1930s when Cole Porter first wrote, "In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now, heaven knows, anything goes." Could those lyrics be any more topical today? Harper's Bazaar sings.
In olden days, a glimpse of stocking was looked on as something shocking. Now heaven knows anything goes. Any big toe did, any girl did, and only his hair afterwards on guiding clothes. Anything goes. Any word on that today, and goes back today, and that's why we're using these nights today. We're moving high today, the wind's blowing today.
We've had a minor revolution at our house. It's in the bathroom. I went to wash my hair the other day, and gone were all those old shampoo bottles, and in their place, just one plastic tube. Alice, that's my wife, said from now on, this was it, a one-family shampoo. And you know it's a good idea? It's a concentrate shampoo made by the Breck people to be an all-family shampoo. Now, being concentrated, just a little makes plenty of lather. It's great for cleaning up a load of kids like ours. And again, being concentrated, one tube goes a long way, so you're not forever running out. Now, because it's Breck, it's a very good shampoo, full of conditioners and all that stuff. It even suits baby fine hair like my older daughter, Claudius. And it's in a plastic tube, so you don't have to worry about the little ones breaking it. So when they asked me to talk about Breck Concentrate, I was really pleased, because the whole McMahon family has checked it out, and it's good stuff. In one moment, a report on the National Junior Olympic Championships. Monitor Sports is brought to you by RCA. When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason.
Charlie Silcock, why did it take so long before the AAU got around to staging a National Junior Olympics Championship?
Actually, I think the main reason is we haven't had the financial support that was necessary to conduct a face-to-face national championship. We have conducted a national tabulation based on the results from each association since 1949.
This is your first national championship?
Yes.
Now, how many sports are going to be involved?
Just two this first time around, Len. One is track and field, and the other is swimming.
Charlie, a program of this kind probably costs a fortune to underwrite. Is the AAU shouldering the burden by itself, or do you have outside help, or what?
Well, Len, this is something the AAU would not be able to handle by itself. From the voluntary contributions that we get from the citizens and small industry, I don't think that any program of this kind in a volunteer, nonprofit organization such as ours would be possible without this commercial or industrial assistance.
Actually, what value do you see in the Junior Olympics?
Oh, there's so many different kinds of value, Len. First of all, we are interesting young people in sports and to possibly become future Olympic champions. But also, there is the fun of the competition, or the boy and girl who wishes to stay in good physical condition. And of course, then, in these day and times, with so many people out on the streets causing trouble, why not get them into a sports program such as the Junior Olympics and let them work off their energy in a constructive way?
I understand that quite an elaborate schedule is arranged for the winners.
Most of the athletes, with their coaches and chaperones, will be arriving in Washington on Monday. And at 8 p.m. Monday evening, we're having an Olympic-style opening ceremony on the grounds of the Washington Monument. And Vice President Hubert Humphrey has agreed to come over and talk to all of the boys and girls, and I think this is going to be one of the big highlights for them, to actually see and hear the Vice President in person. The competition starts early in the morning on Tuesday and lasts most all day, track and field up at the Calvin Coolidge High School in northwest section of Washington, and the swimming preliminaries and finals at East Potomac Park Pool at Haynes Point. Then, to kind of let off the steam a little bit and reduce the tensions, we got a splash party for them that evening, followed by a little informal dance. And then Wednesday morning, for breakfast, we're going over to the Capitol. Most of the boys and girls will have an opportunity to have breakfast with their senators and congressmen.
I noticed that it's strictly swimming and track and field. Do you plan to broaden the base and include other sports in the future, or are you going to continue to stick with the swimming, track, and field?
I'm sure that the idea in the back of our Colonel Hull's mind, our national executive director, is that we do expand this to other sports, and this could be either in basketball, gymnastics, judo, weightlifting, wrestling, possibly even in synchronized swimming or water polo.
Charles Silcock, national administrator for the AAU Junior Olympics, good luck in your Junior Olympic Championships on Tuesday.
Thank you, Len. I'm sure it'll be a great success.
Len Dillon for Monitor Sports.
Now, here's that word from RCA.
There's got to be a reason.
Got to be a reason.
There's got to be a reason. When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. And RCA Victor's got a reason.
When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons at your RCA Victor dealers now during color preview days. See the new Mark One, the most automatic color TV you can buy. See RCA Victor's new color portable. If you buy now before September 15th, You can get your new color TV with no money down. First payment won't be due till November 15th at participating RCA Victor dealers.
When you first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. And RCA Victor's got them all.
Watch now, pay later, during RCA Victor's color preview days.
Now here's a message from your American Motors Rambler dealer.
This is Casey Stengel. I am going to talk to you today about the Ambassador, which is a car built by the American Motors people. And riding in one does very good things for your sense of well-being because it has what they call a red carpet ride. And this here magazine called Motorcade says that the Ambassador is the most improved car of the year. And that's got to be something, even though I personally never heard of them.
See the Ambassador at your American Motors Rambler dealer now during his hot tag sale.
Skirt Waltz with King Richard's Flugel Nights.
Boy, this lifeguard job is really something. Already this morning, I saved 14 girls. And at the shallow end of the pool, you know what I mean? And the way they all kissed me and hugged me while I carry them out. Last summer, all I saved was a French poodle. I don't know. What is it the girls see in me all of a sudden? I haven't got any new muscles. My nose is still peeling. There's really nothing new about me except for my toothpaste. My toothpaste? Sure, that's it. My Ultra Bright toothpaste. It's true. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste you can really feel. New Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
New Ultra Bright toothpaste. A taste so wildly refreshing, you know your breath is the freshest. Your teeth the brightest. That's sex appeal. And that's Ultra Bright.
Yes, sir. After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
You're with Monitor, a familiar voice on NBC Radio across the nation. In the Midland Empire of eastern Montana and northern Wyoming, you hear us on KGHL Billings. Hello, Billings. This is Ed McMahon, your host. Monitor continues momentarily.
Keep tuned to Monitor. We go places and do things every weekend on the NBC Radio Network.
Mom, beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right. Crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken dinner served with Idaho golden brown French fries. A man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Mmm, love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's Chicken Bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Mmm, love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy a U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Mmm, love that Wetson's. In Pinebrook, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Route 46 at Hook Mountain Road traffic light. In Levittown, Long Island, the Wetson's is located at 3946 Hempstead Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. It's 84 degrees and cloudy in the metropolitan area. The conversation station, WNBC, New York. This is Fred Collins. Now back to more music from Monitor.
The Bob Crew Generation on Monitor with a man and a woman.
Yourself. You'll know why this great beer has earned the name the Champagne of Bottle Beer. Available in cans, on tap, or familiar crystal clear bottles.
Miller High Life, the Champagne of Bottle Beer. Sparkling, flavorful, and distinctive.
Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee.
Monitor 67 for August 19th, National Aviation Day. This is Ed McMahon. Up ahead, a report on a new summer camping ground at an unlikely spot, a mountain in Iowa. 4 minutes from now, Monitor's Ring Around the World has a special story from Vietnam.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together.
Thank you.
the fifth dimension.
Correct this paper? I can't even read it.
The trouble is, I can't tell if his thinking is any clearer than his writing.
You know, when they type, their thinking's a little better organized.
Okay, he wants me to struggle through this mess.
Boy,
I ought to dock him a few points. It would serve him right.
Teachers are human just like anybody else. When they have to fight their way through a student's handwriting, it can show in the grade they give. Olivetti Underwood makes a portable typewriter that can make the difference between scratch work and great work. We call it the Letterer. It's a 10-pound organization machine that really helps you make the grade in style. Your work is clean, trim, and above all, legible. And because the Letterer weighs just 10 pounds, you can carry it around just like a briefcase. But don't let its size fool you. The Letterer portables have all the important features of much bigger machines. They start at less than $60. Don't wait until you graduate to get one. Get one to make sure you graduate. The Letterers by Olivetti Underwood.
Monitors ring around the world, a weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. In a minute, a personal report from Vietnam, brought to you by RCA. When you're first in color, there's got to be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason.
There's gotta be a reason. When you're first in color TV, there's gotta be a reason. And RCA Victor's got a
one. When you're first in color TV, there's got to be a reason. See all the reasons at your RCA Victor dealers now during color preview days. See the new Mark One, the most automatic color TV you can buy. See RCA Victor's new color portable. If you buy now before September 15th, you can get your new color TV with no money down. First payment won't be due till November 15th at participating RCA Victor dealers.
When you first in color TV, there's gotta be a reason. And RCA Victor's got 'em all.
Watch now, pay later during RCA Victor's color preview days.
Each week in Vietnam, hundreds of important things happen that don't make headlines. Personal stories like this one. NBC News reporter Charles Murphy got from a young lieutenant whose platoon had been encircled near Pleiku.
Lieutenant, after you were surrounded, what happened?
After we were surrounded, we had to stay there and fight 30 minutes to an hour. A squad that was taking up rear security took off to the rear, and we broke through the right side. The enemy was in a line-type formation across there, sometimes two or three in a group, sometimes one behind trees, rocks. Some of them were just laying down in the grass. Thompson, my squad leader, and my RTO and myself spearheaded the break through these flanks and covered for the wounded to come on through. After we got through the first flank, we went about another 100 meters, and we ran into another flank, which we broke through. And then on and out another 100 meters, we broke through the third flank. All this time, we were receiving mortar fire. Someone there was adjusting their mortars on us pretty close, pretty accurate. We were receiving some shrapnel now and then. And after we broke through the third flank, we came down a little ravine where we ran into four members of the weapons platoon and two of their casualties. We picked up their casualties, helped them carry out, and we broke through the fourth flank. And this was actually the closest that we were to them, and they were right on top of us. My squad leader actually came into hand-to-hand with two of them.
Sergeant Thompson?
Right. He just grabbed one by the throat, broke his neck, took his knife out, and used his knife on the other one. And from there, we were fired upon all the way back to the LZ of our patrol base. And we went on in the patrol base where I was the only officer there at that time, and organized a defensive perimeter, set everybody up in the bunkers, put out claymores, TNT charges, preparing for an assault, which we thought they would try and assault our position, but they never did.
But you actually got out of there unhurt, didn't you?
Actually, all I received was small shrapnel on the arms, just cut.
How many members of your platoon got out?
11, and counting myself.
And were some of them wounded?
Four or five of them were wounded.
You lost how many men?
I lost 8 men.
A dramatic war story from Vietnam told in quiet tones by an American lieutenant near Pleiku. That interview was conducted in the field, and the odd popping sounds you heard were raindrops falling on the microphone. Ring Around the World monitors weekend series of close-ups of people and events here and abroad. Here's a word from your American Motors Rambler dealer.
I'm Casey Stengel, and I'm here to explain about American Motors. Now, these here fellas sell 3 kinds of cars, one of which is the only U.S.-built compact that lists at import prices. They also make an intermediate-sized car called the Rebel. Now they build a popular-priced car, too, which is called the Ambassador, and which has what they call a red carpet ride, which is very smooth.
See your American Motors Rambler dealer now during his hot tag sale.
At 15 minutes before the hour, you're on the Monitor Beacon.
You've probably heard Hugh Downs on Monitor Radio tell you about a special summer hearing aid value. Right now, Zenith is introducing a new tiny hearing aid, the Carlisle. It's the smallest, slimmest eyeglass hearing aid Zenith has ever made. So slender, it's hard to believe there's a quality Zenith hearing aid in the Temple Bar. And you can probably use your present eyeglass frame front. So let Aitchison & Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City, show you how inconspicuous a hearing aid can be. But do it now, because for a limited time only, they're offering a special introductory price on this tiny new Carlisle. And while you're there, see any of the other 18 Zenith Living Sound hearing aids. Yes, now's the time to visit Aitchison & Company, 655 Madison Avenue at 60th Street, New York City, while the sounds of summer are on sale. You'll be glad you did. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
Introducing this next vocalist is always difficult since his name is Ed McMahon. Ed sings Wait Till You See Her, an old Rodgers and Hart tune. I hope you like him.
Wait till you see her. See how she looks. Wait till you hear her laugh. Painters of paintings. Writers of books. Never could tell the half. Wait till you feel the warmth of her glance, pensive and sweet and wise, all of it lovely, all of it thrilling. I'll never be willing to free. When you see her, you won't believe your
Company Corral, under the direction of John Philip Azusa, will be unable to perform today due to a rare epidemic of laryngitis. However, Mr. Keenan Wynn, who is not related to the Wynn Oil Company people, has graciously agreed to fill in. Are you ready?
Ready!
For hot weather, longer than average weekend and vacation driving, get Wynn's new Charge.
Charge!
In your crankcase, new Charge.
Charge!
Ensures full engine compression.
Compression!
Prevents oil burning.
Burning!
Gives your car total power.
Total power.
So switch to Charge. Wherever you get gas or service, ask for Wynn's new Charge.
Ta-da-da-da-da-da!
And keep your car going strong.
It's made by wind.
A no relation.
Of Azusa.
Azusa, Azusa, California. The keep your car going strong capital of the world.
Campsites in our public parks are becoming more and more crowded. One answer to this situation is the growth of private parks and camping grounds. In northeast Iowa, for instance, they'll dedicate the new Andy Mountain Campground next week. Monitor's Keith Kirkpatrick gets the story from Andy Mountain's owner, Bob Dobindik.
Bob, you call this Iowa's finest park. You do have a lot to be proud of here.
Well, thank you, Keith. We are building a fine park here. It's not just a fishing camp. We have mainly a family campground where the vacationists can come in with their children and have plenty of things here to amuse the children, pass the time, and learn something.
I have in front of me one of your brochures. Of course, it mentions hot showers and the laundry and firewood and drinking water and sewer, electric hookup and all that sort of thing. But some things you'll not find elsewhere. Andy Mountain is right back here, and it rises up very swiftly. How high, Bob?
1,286 feet, making it about 600-700 feet above the river level here in front of us, yes. We have a very fine view from it.
There is a lot of wildlife around here. What all do you see?
Yes, Keith, we do have, we're really here in the wilds, and practically every day someone sees deer here at the campground, and there are quite a few coon, lots of fox here. Our birds are, I think practically every tree has at least one bird's nest. I know one tree here has four.
Hmm.
And we have the chipping squirrels, the small squirrels. We have the red and fox squirrels that really are here in abundance this year because we have lots of nuts here that we cull out. They're half-filled nuts that we cull out from our nursery operation.
So you get to see, kind of get them all concentrated.
Yes, one of the fellows was saying he saw 28 squirrels here, 28 different squirrels one morning.
Goodness me. Well, there's so much more we could talk about. The Indian camping area, the Indian cave is just over the hill there, Hoop and Holler.
Yes, we have a nice road into that Indian cave now, and we're getting about ready to excavate it. It has been virtually untouched, but we do know that the Indians camped in it between 600 and 800 years, and we intend to clean it out and put a good floor in it for Boy Scout winter camping.
Bob, you're going to have a kind of an official or open house here or dedication a little bit later in the month, aren't you?
Yes, the 27th of August, and we have quite a program and plaque and ceremony and all, dedicating Andy Mountain to the memory of our son Andy, who lost his life in a tractor accident here back in 1962 in building the park. Mm-hmm. And we have not made Andy Mountain a sad place or a sad memorial, but we've tried to make it a pleasant place and something where 100 kids can come and yell and holler and have a good time.
Well, you're really going at it real hot and heavy. It's going to be beautiful, I can see that. The park and the campground is a wonderful place. You've got a youth hostel here and a whole lot more. And that's the story from northeast Iowa near Harper's Ferry of the Andy Mountain Campground from Monitor Keith Kirkpatrick.
Excedrin headache number 54, the backseat driver.
You're going a little too fast. You got your quarter for the toll. I don't have a quarter for the toll. Have you got one?
Mm-hmm.
You're very close to that trailer truck.
Honey, could we limit you to subjects other than driving? It's ignorance that breeds this kind of fear, and
you went right through that orange light.
You can go through an orange light.
No, no.
You can go through an orange light, especially when it's part of a custard stand.
You almost lost control of your car, dear.
At 8 miles an hour? Oh, you've lost control of your mouth, Martha. I didn't want it to come to that.
Why didn't you stop right here in front of this drugstore?
Well, a drugstore's a good place to get Excedrin, isn't it?
Excedrin? You got a headache, honey?
You've given me an Excedrin headache.
Me?
Afraid so, dear. There's no one else in the car.
Life is full of Excedrin headaches. But Excedrin relief comes only from Excedrin tablets, each 50% stronger than an aspirin for relief of headache pain. For Excedrin headaches, get Excedrin relief.
Martha, the next car we get's going to have an ejector seat.
Patty Page with Monitor Music, All the Time.
All the time. Yes, darling, all. Constantly, I love you. Every day, I
Here's a public service reminder from the Federal Bar Association and its law observance program. Freedom depends on the rule of law. Remember, the law protects you, so respect it and uphold it.
If your skin is bothered by chafing and minor irritations, and you want it to feel comforted, soothe it with Ammon's medicated powder. Ammon's helps your skin's natural defenses with moisture absorbents to help keep skin dry, cool feeling, comfortable, with skin protectives to guard against rubbing and chafing.
And Ammon's is an effective deodorant, too. Helps keep you fresh all over.
For the protection your skin needs, use Ammon's every day.
Alfred's Tijuana Brass and Town Without Pity. This is Monitor, the What's Happening sound of the weekend world. I'm Ed McMahon. NBC News on the Hour is next.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep to the sports and views now from everywhere. Mom,
beat the kitchen heat. Just listen to this. From Wetson's comes another mouth-watering eating delight. It's Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken, done up just right. Crispy and tasty on the outside, tender and delicious on the inside. For that snack or dinner at home, Wetson's Southern Fried Chicken Dinner, served with Idaho Golden Brown French Fries. A man-sized portion, only 69 cents. Love that chicken. For a beach party or whenever you're having a picnic at home, pick up a Wetson's Chicken Bucket, packed to go. For a family of three, $1.49. For a family of six, $2.98. Love that chicken. Top off your meal with Wetson's Thick Shake, creamy and refreshing. At Wetson's, you can always enjoy a U.S. government-inspected all-beef hamburger or cheeseburger. When you're looking for eating pleasure or a picnic delight, go to Wetson's. Love that Wetson's. In Elizabeth, New Jersey, there's a Wetson's on Rahway Avenue, corner South Street. In Syosset, Long Island, Wetson's is located at 321 Jericho Turnpike. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. Sterling Yates understudies Bill Mazur and Big Wilson play host on Fortune Phone next week at 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. on WNBC, New York. It's 5 o'clock, time for the news.